This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I hear that we have a really good group of guys. Just getting to know them, getting to see how tight we are, how close we are. We've had a night where we kind of got together and watched the Bills game. Bills won pretty easily. They have a pretty good team, so that was always fun. We had a lot of fun watching them. And just spending time together has been—it's been a great thing. It was really good for me to come early just to get to know everybody. It's kind of weird to say, but you meet like 50 people and try to remember their names in one day is really hard. So I think I've almost gotten everything down from everyone top to bottom. So it's getting better. I've had a really fun time here so far.
How easy or hard is it to integrate like into a new city, to just go out there and see what's out there, whether it's restaurants or whether it's walking the waterfront? Is it hard to do or is it easy to do? Because you've had to do it.
You know, some cities are easier than others, and I can tell that this city is a pretty easy spot to get acclimated to. I mean, the people here are fantastic. Get to walk around, get to meet people, get to see how big of a sports town this is. I mean, even just going across the border to get my visa, everyone's like, wow, we're so excited for the team this year. We're so excited. It's just seeing that kind of stuff really makes it exciting for me and exciting to see how much of a sports town this is and how much I want to be a part of that. And I mean, getting acclimated to this town has been pretty simple so far. It's been a lot of fun.
As a goalie on a new team, how do you approach training camp in terms of learning the system that they're going to be playing around you, and then of course communication with defensemen, that sort of thing? What's your process going to be in the next couple of weeks here?
I think it just keeps going. You just got to keep building reps and reps and reps. It's all about just getting as much time in the net as you can, and as much time in practice and games. I mean, it just takes time. It takes experience. I mean, the more experience I get in camp, the more time I get to know the guys, the more time I get on the ice with them, the more familiar we will have with each other, and the more success we'll have. So it's going to take a little bit of time to achieve that. And once again, just taking it day by day and getting out there and making sure you're going through the proper things and taking care of your business when you have to. And I think that's going to lead to the most success.
Could you explain your journey a little bit more? You went from, I guess, you were playing Alberta as a kid, then you went to L.A. What made you do that move, and what did that do for your career, I guess?
So I was born in Edmonton, grew up there, and then it's pretty cold in Edmonton in the winters. I don't know if you've seen it. And California is pretty nice in the winters. So my parents were like, well, Edmonton, California. And they were retiring at the time, so they were kind of like, okay, we're going to make the move. And they chose the nice weather over the colder weather, so I was okay with that. And, you know, going down to California was an exciting time for myself. And you're always wondering, okay, because I was playing hockey in Edmonton, you're always wondering, well, I'm leaving a Canadian market, going to a U.S. market. You're wondering how the hockey's going to be, especially California. It's not really known for its hockey. Moving down there was one of the best things I've ever done for my hockey career. I mean, get to know the guys down, like just get to know the coaches down there, and the way they approached the game was excellent for myself, because there was a lot more just time for ice down there for some reason. Edmonton, there was like so many people trying to play, so it was harder to get ice time. But down there was a lot more time where I had individual work and all this different stuff, so it really helped me progress my game and get to the next level. And I think I made a huge step, and we had a very successful team in California. We got to go to we won two national championships. We won, actually one was in Amherst, so that was kind of cool as well. We got to win Silver Sticks a couple times, Chicago Nike Bauer tournament. So for myself, it was a good, very successful move, and I think it really developed me a lot as a hockey player.
Were you nervous about it, though? I mean, just going to a non-hockey place, so to speak? LA was hockey, but, you know.
For sure I was, but I was also 10 years old, so I was pretty young, so it wasn't like I was didn't have much say in the matter, let's put it that way. So I was just excited to get down there, and I think the hardest part was actually meeting new people down there and changing schools and all that stuff. But the hockey part, I mean, I don't think people some people who have never played like hockey don't understand how much friendships you actually build during hockey. And I mean, going down there instantly, I built my best friends through playing hockey down in California. I meet my best friends through playing hockey every single year, just kind of the way hockey is. Everyone's such a good guy. Everyone just gets along so well. And that's why I truly love the sport.
Eric, when we talked to you in July, you were intrigued about the relationship building with Craig Anderson. How has the give and take gone so far?
it's been great so far. He's a funny guy. I mean, just today I was almost crying laughing in the room today with Subi and Andy talking about some gear stuff. So, I mean, just getting to know them has been fantastic. I haven't really been on the ice a lot with him because we're in different groups, but I'm really excited to see him tomorrow. We'll see him tomorrow in the scrimmage, so that'd be fun. And just getting to know him a little bit more, just more and more, just been kind of fun. But unfortunately, we haven't been in the same group, so I haven't got to know him a ton. But from the little time I've had with him, it's been really successful and a lot of fun to talking to him and get to know him. And I mean, I grew up watching him, so that was kind of fun as well. So talking about his old games where I've seen him play, we're kind of going back to the memory banks a little bit there.
How much can you pick up from your partner? You had Connor in Winnipeg. Now you've got Craig. How much can you pick up from a veteran who's your partner?
I think you can learn a lot. I mean, for myself, it's always about, like, so you, I'm kind of, like, I like to think of myself as a student of the game. I like to think about the game. I watch the game of hockey. So you watch different guys, and you can try and say, okay, this is what this guy does well here. This is what Connor does well here. This is what Andy does well here. Or even you look at Shesterk, and you look at Vasilevskiy. You take a look at all the guys in the league and kind of say, okay, what is he doing here? How can I look at it into this game and kind of say, okay, can I take something here and add it to my game? Because like, Andy, the way he reads the play is unbelievable. I mean, he's been in the league for so long and how he can see what's going to happen next. So I kind of pick his brains off that, where Helly was so good at his positioning and also really good at reading the plays, but he was really, really good positionally, good mover, and so I tried to take as much from him as I could. I mean, just watching him in practices, trying to emulate him and watching how he works with flats, and we'd always, in Winnipeg, we did it kind of differently also. We kind of watched a video as a goalie group. It was all three guys together, and we kind of break down the game together and see how we each saw the game through our eyes, so that was a lot of fun to see how he saw the game compared to how I saw the game, and then flats would talk in there as well, so it was a good group that I think we gained a lot of knowledge and a lot of built a lot towards ourselves in that way.
You talked so much over the summer about coming here was an opportunity, what it could represent for you. What's it like being here now in camp? It's not something off in the distance. It's not something you're hoping for. You're actually here and wearing the gear. And how do you view the opportunity now?
No, for sure. I mean, opportunity is great, but you got to go out there and earn it too. I mean, for myself, it's about going out there every single day and just doing the best I can. I mean, first few days at camp, I'm just trying to get better and better. And I mean, they're going to play the guy that's going to win games. So it's for myself, it's just going to go out there and just try and do my best every single day and earn a spot. And that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm not looking anywhere in the future or in the past. It just doesn't matter. I mean, hockey's what have you done for me lately kind of sport. So I'm just going to go out there and try and earn a spot every single day, and that's been my mindset since I started playing hockey. Just earn a spot every single day and go out there and just work as hard as you possibly can and control your controllables to make sure that you can take advantage of the opportunity that's given to you when you get a chance.
What'd you like to have this opportunity though? I mean, obviously Winnipeg with Connor was basically the starting job locked up. Now it's there for the taking.
No, for sure. I mean, there is a better opportunity here, but I mean, there's also a lot of goalies fighting for that spot here, and there's a lot of excellent goalies here as well. So, for myself, it just about going out there and taking care of what I can control. Really, I mean, Winnipeg is the same thing. I mean, it might not have been as big of a thing because Helly had that role cemented, but for myself, I tried to earn a backup role when I first got to camp, and then I tried to earn more starts, and later in the season, I started playing more and more and more. So, I think that's what I kind of did. I just tried to take advantage of what I could and play as well as I could when I got the chance and stay ready when I couldn't. I mean, the same thing this year. I know there's more of an opportunity, but once again, it's about going out there and earning it every single day. It doesn't matter if it's a practice day or a game day. You got to go making sure you go out there and take control of what you can and really, I mean, take advantage of the hard work.
Do you feel like your game is still ascending at this point?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my main goal is every single day just get a little better every single day, whether it's in the gym, on the ice, or mentally, just make sure you keep getting better and keep growing as a human being and as a goalie. And I feel my game's in a good spot right now. I've had a good couple of days, so I'm just kind of working there. I mean, always in camp for myself, it's always building every single day because it's so different. Summer, I skate a lot in the summer, but summer skates are very different than skates here. So for myself, even last year in camp, it takes me a little bit of time to get going and going and going. I'm feeling I'm hitting stride right now. I'm really happy with where I am. I'm going to keep building towards that spot.
Was there some kind of vindication for how well you played in the NHL last year, just to have that those starts and say, I know I can do this?
No, for sure. It's about building confidence yourself as well, building trust. I mean, at the end of the day, it's you can practice a lot as much as you can, you know, all that stuff, but it's about gaining experience. And every start is another chance to gain a little bit more experience. And I feel myself, I'm in a good spot right now where I'm gaining experience every single day. Even in practice, you can just gain a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And even though I'm not the youngest guy. I'm still decently young for NHL experience-wise, so I'm still gaining experience every single night. And for myself, that's what I'm trying to do, just build trust in my game and build myself. Almost that experience was kind of gives you that more and more trust in yourself and more confidence that you're able to do the job every single night. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.